Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
A new study from the search engine iccars.com reveals the longest lasting vehicles on the road. According to the site, if you want a reliable car that will get you at least 200,000 miles, an SUV is the way to go. The company's CEO says 5 of the 7 SUVs on the list are made by domestic automakers, which demonstrates the durability of American SUVs. The Toyota Sequoia tops the list at number one, with the Ford Expedition and Chevy Suburban taking the 2 and 3 spots. Here's a full list of the top 10. 200,000 miles. Sounds pretty good. According to the study, only 0.1% of all vehicles will reach 300,000 miles.
Tuesday's YouTube shooter has been identified as 39-year-old Nasim Agdam, an animal rights activist who complained that YouTube had filtered her videos and suppressed her freedom of speech. She shot and injured 3 people on the company's San Bruno, California campus before taking her own life. And April 4th marked the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thousands of people, including members of his family, gathered to honor the civil rights leader outside the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was killed in 1968. And 10-year-old Mason Ramsey has gone viral after this video of him yodeling in a Walmart hit the internet.
I don't know what I do. All I do is say,
wow, that was kind of amazing.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute today with Jerry Willis. Jerry, you have a report about jobs.
That's right, Richard. The job market is on fire, the private sector adding 241,000 jobs in March, this according to ADP. Now, that gain was well above forecasts from economists, and it's the 5th monthly job gain above 200,000 in a row. You can now get a triple melt burrito for just $1. This says Taco Bell adds more $1 items to its menu. The fast food chain is halfway to hitting its 20-item goal in 2018. Understand, $1 items are not profitable for the company, but those dollars can add up if customers order pricier items like soft drinks. And Facebook has removed over 200 accounts and pages run by the Internet Research Agency, or IRA for short, which is a Russia-based troll farm accused of meddling in democracy by spreading propaganda.
And Jerry, this has been a PR nightmare for Facebook. Are there any more updates?
Yes, Facebook's chief security officer said Russia-linked actors spent nearly $170,000 on Facebook and Instagram ads since the beginning of 2015. CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify before a congressional subcommittee.
We'll see what happens. Jerry in New York, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando brings you what you need to know today. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, yeah, that's right, Kristen. Scientists say that we swallow more than 100 pieces of plastic with every meal. Researchers from Heriot-Watt University in Scotland finding this out. They say the plastic gets into household dust, which falls onto our plates that we then eat on. Researchers say the average person swallows nearly 70,000 potentially dangerous plastic fibers a year just through eating. Well, it may be the perfect treat, but a single milkshake could put you on the road to heart disease. According to researchers, the fat content of the popular treat transforms healthy red blood cells into small, spiky cells that disrupt the blood vessels. Study authors say while the impact of a single high-fat meal has been observed before, seeing how that meal impacts red blood cells is a new aspect. They add that the effects of just one milkshake can be counteracted by living a healthy lifestyle. Well, chocolate always does it for me, but one vending machine in Australia dispensing snacks based on your emotional needs instead of junk food. The packages include reassurance, friendship, and purpose, and are designed to improve your emotional and mental health, each containing items related to the titles, including notes of encouragement. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, back to you now.
I love that, Danielle. Thank you. Now it's time for this week's Page Six Fix with Elizabeth Wagmeister. Elizabeth, you have the latest on what our favorite celebs did over the Easter weekend?
Well, Kristen, whether you missed Miley Cyrus getting spanked by the Easter Bunny or Aubrey O'Day in a cottontail showing Donald Trump Jr. what he's missing, we know how all your favorite stars spent their Easter. Matt Damon and his family were spotted in Australia hanging with his new bestie, Chris Hemsworth, while his old bestie, Ben Affleck, got a visit in Hawaii from Jennifer Garner and the kids. Taylor Swift kept pretty busy herself. She made a surprise appearance at the famous Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. Keeping it cash, Swift grabbed a guitar and performed her hits Shake It Off, Love Story, and Better Man. And she even received a standing ovation from the intimate crowd of just 40 guests. Now, are things getting serious with Kourtney Kardashian and her younger boyfriend? The 38-year-old mom of three posted a selfie of herself straddling her shirtless 24-year-old boyfriend. Gotta be a rough day for Lord Disick. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Yeah, rough day indeed. Thanks, Elizabeth. And for more news and gossip, watch Page Six TV weekdays. Check your local listings.
Lauren Gauthier is convinced her rescue dog, Victoria, detected her skin cancer, and she credits the pup with saving her life. Gauthier says she thought she had a blemish on her nose, and the coon hound seemed fascinated by it, staring incessantly and even touching it with her nose. Even after it disappeared, the dog was fixated on the area, and Gauthier said it weirded me out. When it reappeared weeks later, she went to the doctor and found out it was a form of skin cancer called basal cell carcinoma. She was able to have a small surgery to remove the cancerous layer of skin. Some hotels offer unique services and amenities to convince people to stay there, but there are a growing number of quirky hotels that are getting more popular. The Huffington Post put together a list of some of the most unusual hotels around the world, and here are some that made the list. Check out this hotel, Costa Verde in Costa Rica. It's a refurbished 1965 Boeing 727. The two-bedroom suite offers a unique view of the surrounding rainforest. In Sweden, you can stay at the Ice Hotel, and it's basically that. The rooms are made of ice, featuring impressive carvings, and the hotel actually has to be remade every single year. And here's an idea for wine fans. Why not stay inside a wine barrel? The Hotel de Val van Staveren in the Netherlands converted old wine barrels into hotel rooms. These are just a few of the unique hotels. For the full list, you can go to the Top 30 Facebook page.
Friendship takes time, a minimum of 50 hours to be exact. The University of Kansas studied friendship, defining the amount of time it takes to make a new friend and then how much longer it takes to move through the stages of friendship. Published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, the findings revealed it takes about 50 hours of spending time together to establish a casual friendship. From there, you'll need another 90 hours until the actual friend status, and then 200 additional hours before that person would be considered a close or best friend. Professor Jeffrey Hall concluded that friendship takes effort and time.
According to a new study, many American college students are struggling with hunger and homelessness. Researchers at Temple University and the Wisconsin Hope Lab concluded that 36% of students are food insecure, 36% are also housing insecure, 9% report being homeless. It's a remarkable report, isn't it?
Yeah.
So homelessness in the context of students can mean couch surfing, but it can also quite literally mean roaming across campus at night, catching short windows of sleep as they move from one empty building to another.
Yeah. You know, we've sifted through a lot of studies in this line of work, and I have to say, you know, this study, it's shocking to me. It really is a hidden crisis, and it breaks my heart. Kids at this age should not be worried about if they're going to eat or where they're going to sleep. They should be worried about finals and making stupid decisions about boys and girls.
They should be worried about drinking too much, not eating too little.
Exactly.
And you can't really concentrate if you don't eat. I mean, that's the obvious thing, isn't it? The lead author of the study says they can barely escape their conditions of poverty long enough to complete their degrees.
You know, it's important to answer the why. Why is this happening? And researchers attribute this to a few reasons: ballooning college costs, inadequate aid packages, and also growing enrollment among low-income students. Mm. But I think the good, if there is a silver lining here, It's that this is a hidden crisis, and this is the first study of its kind. It's a huge nationwide study. So now that we know about it, maybe we can do something about it.
Sure. I agree.
Okay. Well, a survey by home improvement site Porch asked men and women about what they'd like to see or not see the first time they go to a date's home. This is a really fun study, and it turns out the biggest turn-on for both men and women was a home that smells nice. But neither wants to see any evidence of old relationships. That is a definite no-no.
Or evidence of drug paraphernalia. That was another one.
That's also frowned upon, yeah.
Or turn-offs also included Confederate flags. I don't know why that's funny. I just think it's funny about the idea of going to someone's house on a date and they've got a Confederate flag.
And it's like,
and
right
drug
there.
Paraphernalia and it smells.
And this is important because 67% of people actually say one's home is directly connected to compatibility.
I remember my wife came back to my house when we were first dating, and it was just, my house was horrible. I didn't even have curtains.
So you're not a neat freak.
I didn't have drapes. I just had like, I don't know, I put like towels over the windows and things. And I thought, there's no way this relationship is going to continue.
How did you bounce back from that?
I don't know. She made the wrong decision and married me.
Obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, men and women ages 13 and up gathered recently for the Edith Traina Inspirational Open, a powerlifting competition. Among the competitors was namesake Edith Traina, a 97-year-old who didn't even start going to the gym until 6 years ago. Today, she's part of a group of senior women who train and lift competitively, and she loves every minute of it. Our next story from KTVU. Students at Oakland Technical High School are giving their library the attention it deserves. Among the 30% of schools in the Oakland Unified School District that have no full-time librarian, a group calling themselves Students for Library Improvement decided to take action, making requests for new books and cleaning out the outdated ones. And their efforts are working, gaining the attention of Friends of the Oakland Public School Libraries, which secured 75 new books for the school, as well as seeking grants to reestablish the library. Our final story from Fox 5 DC, Timothy Borbo has a rare form of brain cancer. But when Make-A-Wish asked what they could do to help, he didn't have the typical request. Instead, he made a wish for others, asking for PlayStations to be installed in every room on the pediatric oncology floor of the Inova Fairfax Hospital.
It's definitely it's a blessing to be able to give something back for all the things that I've been given in my life.
A beautiful gesture that will help many through their hard time.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of the world's wealthiest actors, but he recently revealed he previously struggled with depression. In an interview with Britain's Express, he says it stemmed from a suicide attempt by his mother when he was just 15. She walked out into oncoming traffic on a highway, and he grabbed her and pulled her back before she was hit. Johnson said he was devastated, depressed, and was crying constantly. He also went through a dark period when his injuries ended his dream of playing professional football, and his girlfriend broke up with him shortly after that. Johnson says he and his mother have both healed, and the key is to not be afraid to open up. He says men especially have a tendency to keep their emotions in, but came forward with his story to let people know that they're not alone when dealing with depression.
A renowned magazine editor may be getting pushed out the door. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, has the details. Hey, Jason.
The devil, Kristen, may not be able to afford those Pradas much longer. The rumor is from our good friends at Page Six that legendary Vogue editor Anna Wintour is fired out. These rumors have sprung up before, but things are different now. Not only does Anna Wintour, who's been at Vogue for 30 years, hold reign over that magazine, but she is also in control of Condé Nast, which, if you don't know, is the big magazine company that owns everything but like freaking Highlights magazine in your dentist's office. Why is this a big deal? Well, Anna Wintour has been the catalyst for the fashion industry for decades. 30 years she's been at Vogue, but again, she has survived these rumors before. Kristen?
Well, if there's anything Anna Wintour is, it's resilient. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, Jason.
New research says a person's intelligence can be predicted from their DNA. Scientists at Edinburgh University have identified 538 genes linked to high IQ in what they say is the largest study of its kind. DNA from 240,000 people was studied and compared to their results on several tests. The researchers say a simple saliva swab could be used to predict intelligence, but not everyone believes that is a good thing. Some scientists told MIT Technology Review parents could test their children to make choices about their education. One sociologist told MIT, the idea is we'll have this information everywhere you go. Everyone will know who you are, what you are about. To me, that is really scary. 23andMe is the largest company offering genetic testing. They say they're not disclosing brain ratings because of a fear of how the results might be received. But at least three other companies are currently advertising genetic IQ tests online using just a sample of saliva.
11-year-old Isabella Pieri lost her mom to a rare disease 2 years ago. Since then, her dad taught her how to get ready for school. But there's one area where he struggles to help. Her hair. But Isabella's bus driver, Tracy Dean, stepped up big time. And now she braids Isabella's hair every morning right before she hops off the bus at school. So Tracy joins us now to tell us more about this. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
So tell me how all this started. When did you start braiding Isabella's hair?
It was about 2 weeks after Christmas break. Isabella finally had the courage to ask me to do her hair. And I was really grateful because I really wanted to do her hair last year. I just didn't know how to ask her without hurting her feelings.
I hear, Tracy, that you've battled breast cancer, and as a mother, you really felt for Isabella's situation. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I did. I, 7 years ago, was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. And that's one of the things that went through my mind was who was going to take care of my little ones and who was going to do my daughter's hair. And I'm a survivor. 7 year survivor now, so I just kind of feel like I can do her hair and anyone else's hair who's lost their mom and any kind of diseases, cancer, or whatever.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much for, first of all, going above and beyond your call of duty for those kids and, of course, for sharing your story with us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's heating up in some parts of the country, especially in the South, but not everyone is excited about short season. Paige Failing from Fox 46 in Charlotte is here to tell us why. Hey, Paige.
Right. Fitness enthusiasts in general usually love to show off their bodies. They work so hard for, right? Well, not so much for one of our favorite fit mamas here in Charlotte, but she is doing it anyway. Emily Breeze Watson, well into the third trimester of her second pregnancy, and this time she's got the varicose and spider veins to prove it, just in time for short season in the South. She shared how much she hates them, of course, wants to cover them up, but she said, you know what, full disclosure, you women are not alone in your vain vanity if you're dealing with this too, and she is giving us a glimpse into the not-so-glam side of what it's really like for a fitness professional. My favorite comment on this one is from a mom who said that she told her daughter the stretch marks on her tummy were her tiger stripes because after having a baby, she turned into a wild animal. So, Kristen, to all the vain mamas and the tiger mamas out there, power on, and as Bree said, just wear the dang shorts.
That is great advice. Emily's confidence is so inspiring. Thanks, Paige.
The government agency in Canada responsible for keeping drivers safe announced new rules to prevent people from driving at night without their lights on. So-called phantom drivers are one of the biggest safety concerns for the government and drivers in Canada. The new regulations will require car companies to build cars that do one of the following: have daytime running lights, have lights that automatically turn on in dark conditions, or keep the instrument panel dark unless the car's lights are turned on. The requirements apply to all new cars sold in Canada as of 2021. The government has also relaunched its Seen and Be Seen campaign to alert drivers to the dangers of phantom driving.
Scientists say there are some items around the house that most of us almost always forget to clean. For example, your dishwasher. It's a lot less effective if you don't clean the dishwasher itself. One European study found the appliance actually promotes microbial survival. They found bacteria and fungi on the rubber seal around the door. One pathologist says you can clean the sides and seal with a 10% bleach solution. Another study from the US and Switzerland studied kids' bath toys. 58% contained fungi. The EPA says toys should be dried off after bath time and stored upright away from the tub. The American Dental Association says to replace your toothbrush every 3 months. But according to NSF International, the toothbrush holders are another bacterial breeding ground. Over 25% tested positive for E. coli. Another brush, one you don't use on your teeth, can get cleaning products in the small slots for each brush. Researchers have also found that light switches had bacteria counts similar to that of a toilet. Don't forget to wipe those down. So it looks like your to-do list for spring cleaning just got a whole lot longer.
Imagine how much bacteria there is on the light switch in the bathroom.
Ew, I don't want to think about that.
I shall be using the toilet in the dark. Here's what's coming up on the next show. Starting this month, diners in restaurants might not get paper checks to sign. Plus, a new gym opening in the US promises a different kind of facelift by exercising muscles in your head. And one sporting arena makes some changes to help young fans with special needs. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook daily, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.